You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 32. And today I want to tackle the biggest fears that could be running your business and derailing your progress. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. We're into another, what I would consider, pivotal conversation today about success and business. You know, today we're going to be talking about the signs that fear is running your business. One of the biggest things that gets people fearful is not knowing how to get cash in the door. I've got a free resource I'd like to share with you today at rapidcashstrategies.com. It's a simple checklist of ways that you can actually accelerate cash when you need it most. Get it at rapidcashstrategies.com. So now let's dig into the episode. Today we're going to be talking about the fears that many of us are unconsciously letting run our business. And you know, fear always has its place. I think it's important to recognize a fear when it's there, because oftentimes a fear is a sign we don't have enough information in order to make good decisions. And sometimes fears are a really great reminder that we're doing something that could hurt us and is really bad. But oftentimes fear is actually causing our mind to see potential issues in the future as real and cause us to make poor growth decisions. Now, I'm someone who's had to conquer a lot of fears, and it kind of put me in a position over the years to help other people recognize the fears that are actually driving their decisions, their belief systems, their view of what's possible, and even to some degree the results that they could achieve. So I thought today I would explore some of the signs that your fears are actually running your business. They're the ones at the wheel, making the decisions. And it's important because fear is sneaky. Fear can actually contort itself and disguise itself and show up like, in a way in which causes us to rationalize decisions that are really, really bad. And, you know, the negative side of fear is that it causes us to play safe and play in a way that very rarely leads to great results. The positive side of fear, as I said before, is it oftentimes is a sign that we are stretching and growing and that we're actually achieving big things, because fear is really a sign that we're outside our comfort zone. I remember very, very vividly, as a young person, I had a lot of fears. I've always had fears. We all do, really. But I let my fears dictate what I would and wouldn't do. And I started to realize in my early 20s that if I wanted to live a bigger life, if I wanted to be happier, I was going to have to conquer some of these fears. And as a young kid, we didn't get involved in a lot of expensive sports. We didn't have a lot of money growing up. So I wanted to learn how to ski, but I was terrified of heights and I was terrified of getting hurt. And so I remember a time when I went with friends to Mammoth Mountain, which is out here in California, in Northern California. And so after a few safe runs at the bottom of the hill, trying to learn how to, you know, get my feet in the right direction and you know, spending the morning really kind of getting my bearings, my friends thought it would be really smart to take me to the top of a black diamond hill with all kinds of moguls and leave me there to figure out how to get down the hill. Now, first of all, I've got a fear of heights. Second of all, I literally am terrified of falling. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't know what to do. And the potential of what could happen going down the hill made me paralyzed. And I vividly remember in my head thinking to myself, you got to figure out how to get down this hill because you can't stay here, right? Like, I'll freeze to death. You know, they'll never find me. It'll be bad. So what I realized was the fear of being safe had to be replaced with an adventure. I literally had to turn it into a, well, you know, we're going to get down this hill and I'm going to do the best I can. And it is what it is. And I decided to laugh and find the joy in the moment. And so I skied down the hill. Actually, I should say I rolled down the hill. Most of the hill was me rolling over the moguls. I went slow, but I did it. Was it perfect? No. Did I fall a lot? Yes. But I actually ended up having a lot of fun, even though I was slightly terrified most of the day. And what I realized, and it's really stuck with me throughout my business, is that when the terror and the fear is there and you feel it, you can talk yourself through it. The really interesting thing is when the terror and the fear isn't there and you're in front of your mind and you are disguising fear as rationalization and logic. See, our fear is very sneaky. It's a trickster. And you know, ultimately, our unconscious mind is wired to keep us safe. Like, we make choices that want to feel good, that help us, you know, feel comfortable when we're left to our own devices. And running a business, there's not a lot of comfort involved. So we tend to find ways to disguise fear so that we don't really know why we're holding ourselves back. We don't really know why we're playing it safe. We don't really have the angst of that fear to recognize that it's a fear. And so let's explore some of the signs that in your business, you could be actually letting fears take the wheel and make the decisions for you. Now, again, I just want to reinforce that, you know, a fear is oftentimes a sign we don't have the right information or enough information to make a decision. And so fear actually has an important role in our lives. It's not something we want to avoid or try to make go away. It's information that we need to pause and reflect on to understand what the value of that fear is. Now, the first sign is it's more obvious than some of the other ones, and that is our mind tends to circulate negative thought patterns. So we may constantly be focusing on what we don't have enough of. We could be circulating ideas of where we don't feel good enough. You know, we may be running the limitations all the time. I don't have enough money. I don't have time. I don't have the right people. But a big one is you tend to recirculate your mistakes and failures, and they're very, very front of mind. So when you're making decisions, you're thinking about the direction you want to take something, you tend to put that mistake in the front of your mind and go, yes, but we don't want that again. So the first one is the constant barrage of negativity that you keep in your mind. Now, for some people that I've worked with over the years, the negativity is really, really harsh. And so there's so much, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I've never been able to accomplish anything running, that it's taken over your mind and it becomes your reality. For other people, it's very subtle. And so it's that I'm trying to make a decision and all the fears come jumping into your mind of what could happen. And then you make the decision or you see your path as filtered through the mistakes and the fears. So that's sign number one. Sign number two is you tend to prioritize what we call low vibration or low impact. So you tend to prioritize what's safe versus prioritizing the tasks, activities, projects, and ideas that are really and truly aligned with your biggest vision and the most powerful part of you. And this is just a way that you tend to keep yourself safe. Again, you know, our subconscious mind and unconscious mind tend to make the decisions of how do we keep from hurting ourselves instead of how do I play the biggest game possible? So what happens is if you don't recognize this part of you, you will actually create the habit of playing it safe instead of the habit of playing it big. This is where oftentimes you focus on I don't want to lose instead of I want to win or I want to have this outcome. This is an interesting one in the Awaken Leadership Mentoring Program. Where I have masterminds and we have monthly power sessions, what I find is that this is where how comes in. Like if you don't know how to do something, you tend to go towards what's safe instead of making the commitment and really creating that energetic conviction of what you do want and allowing yourself to be guided towards how to get it, even though it may look very different. So recognize prioritization of what's safe instead of taking actions and making decisions aligned with your big vision and trusting that you're, you know, the path is going to unfold or that you're going to get the support and guidance you need to get there. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, your confidence and courage are really, really low. Now, this tends to happen if you're doing something new, or if you've been burned really bad, or maybe you're burned out and exhausted because you've been pushing really hard all the time. Your confidence and your courage are tied to your belief in what you can pull off. You know, if your confidence is really low, and it may be because you haven't had the track record of being able to do things, and you need a different way to boost your courage. And some people are courageous by nature, and some people need to build the muscle of courage by having confidence in themselves and what they can do, or that, hey, even if I do make a mistake, we'll get through this, right? So a lot of this is mindset work, recognizing that if you don't have confidence, you've got to figure out a way to build the mindset muscle of confidence so that you can have the courage to do things you've never done before, or to override a groove that you have had in the past where failure has been, or procrastination has been, or even, you know, mistakes that you feel like, I always make the wrong decision. Now, as leaders, as entrepreneurs, as visionaries, we are going to have more failures and mistakes than we will ever have successes. And somehow you've got to get peaceful with that and know you have to have the resilience to overcome it. I think that's a big part of courage, is knowing that it's okay to fail and to make mistakes. Everybody does. So that's number three. Confidence and courage is too low, and you're not having the gumption to really go for it. Number four, and this is an interesting one, is you tend to spend too much time in the weeds and not enough time in the vision. So let me go back to something. I have a quiz that I have created for people to see where they're at in the scale of their mindset and in their ability to take the right actions, and, you know, do they basically have the foundations needed to pull off their big vision and to really be successful with their platform, their movement, you know, their big body of work. And one of the things that's a sign is that you're in the weeds. And being in the weeds means you are focused on the lowest level activities and problem solving. You don't really have enough time and attention on things that are propelling you forward. So what happens is all you see is what's next. How do I get more money in the door? How do I get this problem fixed? How do I implement this thing? Instead of, this is where we're going, and today I'm going to take the actions to get there. It's subtle and super important to know, are you spending more time in the weeds than you are focused on your big vision? One of the signs that you are spending too much time in the weeds is you tend to spend a lot of time and energy looking for pennies, and you step over thousands of dollars in the process. So you may focus a lot on your smallest offerings, you know, your $10, your $1, your $100 products, and you don't either have big ticket offerings or you don't put enough time and energy into them, so they're not moving forward. So again, you're kind of like your thing about being in the weeds, and we could even say this is a fifth one, is you step over a lot of dollars to get to the pennies. And that's a form of scarcity. It's a form of limitation. And again, it feels very real, like that's the important thing to do. And it doesn't occur to you that, wow, okay, I just tried to figure out how to save $100 and I spent so much time and energy doing it, it probably cost me $1,000. That's what I'm talking about. So we'll make that number five, actually, is you step over lots of dollars to pick up a bunch of pennies. Let's go to number six. You notice you tend to be reactive, angry, and maybe even exhausted. Now, let's just check in for a moment. Do you tend to fly off the handle and, you know, take things wrong or take them very personally? When you're talking to partners, do you tend to, you know, get frustrated really easily and you know, take things personally that they're saying when they're not personal? Where are you at on the scale between reactive and angry and peaceful and loving? Okay, so reactive is a sign that you're actually in a lot of fear. You are fearing that the thing that you don't want to have happen is becoming real to you, that it's happening. Now, it may be happening, but you may actually be projecting that out into the future, and the fear of that happening is there. So one of the things you have to pay attention to is, what's your level of negative energy you're using to move forward right now? And if there's a lot of, I have to make this happen, this has to work, or you're reactive, and if things don't go well, you freak out, that's reactive, angry energy. And it's a sign that you're more in your fears than you are in your possibilities and in your, basically your abundance of what's possible in the world. Now, again, if you are dealing with a lot of painful situations, it would be normal to be reactive and angry. But what you may want to keep in mind is, this may not be the time to make growth decisions. I found in my own life, when I made decisions when I was reactive and angry and scared and fearful, I always made the poorest decisions, because it's like I'm playing it safe. Or I would, you know, like try to be avoiding more pain instead of doing what was really right for the business and for the people involved. So remember, that's an important sign of where you're at emotionally, is actually where you're making decisions from. And speaking of decisions, let's get to the next one. You're making decisions from that fear instead of what you want. So again, it's like I'm playing not to lose instead of playing to win. And this one's a subtle one. You almost might need a second perspective to point the light on this sometimes, because you get so wrapped up in your own point of view. You get so wrapped up in your own mind, you don't see it. One of the ways I notice this is, my fears are disguised as logic. So it'll look like this. I don't have the money to make that investment. I don't have the money to pay for that. You know, when I'm working with clients, when they tell me like, I really want to work with you, but I don't have the money. Yeah. Okay. So that's fears disguised as logic. Very few people have all the money they need to make growth decisions, but they're very strategic about those growth decisions. Again, another sign that fear is making decisions, I don't know how to do it, so I don't. Very few people know how to do the thing that they're crazy enough to go pursue. I'm working with people that have these huge visions. They're pulling off massive movements. They don't know how, but they're so committed to the outcome. There's an energy of conviction there that they can't not do it. So we figure out the steps as we go, right? Like, there'll be some foundational pieces that everybody has to do, but you have to be willing to trust the process and trust a mentor to help you get there. So recognize if you're making decisions from fear, or they're disguised as your logic mind saying, you can't afford that, you can't do that, right? There's no, big visions and logic don't go together. Now, another sign, and this one's probably on the obvious scale, is that your income is shrinking. Okay, the things that you have been doing and selling are not selling anymore. Constriction is a sign that you're in a negative energy pattern. Now, it could be that you're due to change paths and you haven't aligned with that yet. But oftentimes when your income is shrinking, it's because you're constricting and you're operating out of fear. And one of the biggest things I see is people start getting in their head, they lose their confidence about sales conversations. I don't know what I'm offering. I don't know if I could pull this off. I don't really 100% believe in this offer that they've designed with their coach. And so they do not sell it. They don't make sales happen because they're in their head and they don't feel confident. So this is a sign that you're from operating from fear. So your income is shrinking. So the next sign is that you are doing way too many things yourself. Because in your mind, you have fear that you can't afford to pay someone else to help you. Or you're holding back from really growing the team because the fear of not being able to make it all work is bigger than your belief in yourself and you having a proper strategy to make sure that everything will work. So again, this is that subtle place where logic kicks in, but it's important to recognize when you're letting the fears make the decision instead of letting the possibility and the vision, and then really working a process to make sure that you always have enough. And the last sign I want to talk about here is, you never feel like you have enough success, enough money, enough clients. So it's hard for you to really like celebrate and take a break, right? Like, I know entrepreneurs especially are wired to constantly achieve more, right? Like, we're always like, there's more, more, more that's out there. But there's a fine line between letting fear drive you to the point that there's never enough and you feel this frenetic energy that I gotta get more, I gotta get more, I gotta get more. And honoring that, hey, you know what? We've got a good amount of success here. You know, we've hit some goals. Let's celebrate that. Let's focus on making what we have work better instead of feeling this compelling, driven energy to keep creating, creating, creating. That's an important distinction to recognize, because creating more doesn't make you more successful. It just creates more stuff that you got to manage. But recognizing what enough is so that you can celebrate it, so that you can honor the space that you need to recharge and reignite creativity and power. So now what do you do when you recognize you've got way too many signs of fear and not enough positive, powerful momentum? Well, first of all, I think it's important to recognize that, hey, I may be operating from fear, and figure out what's driving that fear. You know, are you pushed so far outside your comfort zone that it's, you're in more fear than not? You know, this is a sign that maybe you need some coaching support or a community that really gets that, so that you can become peaceful with kind of hanging over the edge the way you are. When you're surrounded with people who that's the way they operate and they have strategies for dealing with those fears instead of avoiding them, it can be very liberating and empowering. Because what happens for a lot of people is you're surrounded by people who do not understand who you are. You know, they want you to be safe. Your spouse needs you to make sure you're bringing in money. They don't want you to be pushing so hard. People have their own fears. You cannot afford to let other people's fears dictate who you are and what you do. Now, sometimes we have to figure out how to get people on board with us, and that's important, but that's a whole nother conversation. So recognize, what do I need in order to allow these fears to be present, but not try to avoid them, meaning I don't want to try and push them away so I can't see them. That never works. They just come back 10 times bigger, just like a toddler who you try to smash their tantrum. That's what your fears do when you try to smash them or avoid them. They will come back. What you need to do is learn to develop a relationship with them so that they do not derail you, but you recognize what it is it's trying to bring your attention to, so that you can activate the right tools and techniques in your mind and in your habits so that you can move through them powerfully. Again, a fear is just a piece of information. A part of you is trying to get your attention, but it doesn't mean it's a reason to stop. It means a reason to pay attention. What is it trying to tell me? So get into a community, get a good coach. Most importantly, get into peace with your fears. If you're looking for the show notes or any of the resources from today, head over to MelanieBenson.com/blog and just type into the search bar the episode today and come join us in the community. We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. All right, we'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.